Yeah. So it was a whole day there. We talked about taxes, financial stuff, real estate, and we got the information there's something in the evening, so he stayed after dinner and had no idea, entered the room and another floor and saw kilts, magnets. Was a very hard time for him. We had a row of seats and he went to the far off at the wall and he was whole previous sitting like this. And Igor, because he was sitting not straight or a little bit this way, gave him a flex. And after a while, Igor asked him, do you feel something? No, no, I don't feel nothing. Mo went home and told his wife, she was pregnant at the moment, at that time, what crazy thing he experienced. Huh? But she was more open for alternative healthcare. So he said, oh yeah, there are things on the market, might be good. 2 days later, he had lunch with Frank. And they talked, and Frank said, yeah, Wolfgang had last year minis, and made a Henny test, and so there might be something in it. And if Wolfgang is doing it, might be good. Mo started thinking. And they thought, yeah, might be good. My wife's pregnant now. She was a model, so with a baby, she can't do her job. Maybe it's a good idea that my wife is doing Niken because she can do it from home. So Mo came to me and wanted to sign up and buy a demo carrier pack. Not for himself, no, for his wife. The wife was pregnant at that time. So as a nice and good husband, he thought, now it will take 1 or 2 months that she can start. Why not making the first appointment for her? Yeah, that when she start, that he has an easy start. So he called some just to make contacts for his wife. Sophia, his wife, is still today not in the business. Hopefully, Mo went diamond this month. Still supporting her. No, no, he quit his other job after 9 months and is doing Niken full time now. So, you never know. You never know what will happen. Yeah, then I have Erika, Karl-Heinz. Oh, not space enough. Oh, dear, sehr. Wenn immer noch Elmar. Okay. So, I have 13 silvers at the moment on the first level. So, maybe 14 by the end of the month. We'll see. So Britta is diamond now. He is diamond. She is diamond. Then we're here. Then we have platinum at the moment. Platinum. And they are gold, silver. A year ago, in the beginning of last year, I had 5 platinums and 1 gold. So it looked like an easy way to roll a diamond. But I had 2 golds. But I decided to go the hard way and built 3 diamonds. Over a year, if you really want, it's easy to build 3 silvers here for someone. That you have your 6 platinum, but I didn't do this because this person, still today, is only gold, not really going. So I didn't support her. Cost me a little bit money, but on the long run I thought it's better. So it could easily be Royal Diamond a year before. And if you see how many silvers you need for Royal Diamond with platinums, it's 42, and with diamonds, 120. So, You have to do it three times as much. But a strong business is better. Why? Yeah, I didn't want to support someone who not really want to go. Yeah. And if you understand the business, I'm not in the business for a pin. I'm in the business for money. And so-called platinum, but it's not a real platinum, makes no money. So why going this way? I had to learn this. In the beginning I said, oh, I want to be fast. Ego, have easy the pin. Yeah. Well, thank you to Jack Black. He came so quick. And I had to make a decision at the moment. When I go fast to Royal Diamond to beat the first Royal Diamond, because it looked like he is the first. Well, I made the decision, no, I don't change my way. I go for the business. And look in this country. Who is number one earner? How many years to Royal Diamond? Who is number second income? How many years to Royal Diamond? Yeah. Who's number three? Alan Reed. Okay, I don't count that really. They started, okay, they have 2 years and 6 months, but there were two. Yeah? So what if one did it alone? Yeah. Then take number four. Mike. I think it's Mike DiMuccio. What is 4.5 years? So all the big income earners are not the quick guys. So it's not important to have the rank immediately. It's more important to build a strong business. So what we have here today, Ritter is diamond with 6 gold, but if you're thinking tap rooting idea, we have platinum here and gold here. And this platinum should be diamond by the end of July. Yeah. So, Frank has, we have not on his first level, on his second level, I'll take a green again, diamond, and on the fourth level, should be platinum should be diamond this month. So I just make another diamond. That's Wolfgang, Seifert, yeah? No. For them, they have to have one strong leg, sure. No, I don't really help them to build a strong leg. I'll tell you later how I work. Just then we have what is platinum here and gold. We have platinum here and silver. We have platinum. Gold, silver. This month's gold is for sure, and silver, and then a lot of other silvers. Yeah. So we will have normally this diamond this month. We will have them diamond in the next 1 or 2 months, and they will be diamond in the next end of July. That's it's next month. Yeah. So, they will be diamond by the end of the year. Yeah. And he is not working at the moment, but he is good. Yeah. So, and you see, when you see this, it's not only for me, it's not one strong leg. The strongest leg is here, diamond. Sure, that's around 30% of my income. I don't want to have someone more than 30% of my income. It's too high anyway. I want to have it down to 25. I love it. The strongest leg, 25, not more. If you have only one strong leg, then you have to ask the question, who is the leader? Yeah? So that's why I'm always duplicating. And I started with the first group. First group, when we started to work together, we had this. These people, yeah. Ben is my brother-in-law. He couldn't stay with the team in the beginning, so he stepped out. There's a lot of business trouble, and it's not so easy, a family is sometimes. Yeah. So then we added to the team these. They went out. And with these, we built a strong team to work together that everybody reached diamond. So we're committed that we support each other, that they go diamond. It's not an easy process, a real team. If you really want to work together, you have to be honest. It's sometimes not so funny. They tell you what they don't like, what you're doing, and we all have our blind spots. And it's helpful that someone else tells us if you would change there, because it's all about to be. But after a while, you understand it's not to hurt someone, it's to help. Okay? So the group went stronger and stronger. Now the group is going separate ways, because it's just this month or next month and all through. And now I started picking here a new group. Yeah. And what we finally did, or I organized for my key people, a so-called high rope seminar. So it's a very interesting experience. I had problems with height. Don't they ask you then, go up a tree and there's just a small rope, yeah, to go over this, or in feet, in 24 feet high, there's a small platform here, and then it's maybe, what is this, 5-6 feet away is another platform, and then you have to jump, yeah, something like this, yeah. Here. Just last weekend we had another seminar. I always choose some for my new team now, send them there. It's a very interesting experience what you can do. You're safe, you are always safe. But anyway, it feels a little bit strange. Eh? But there was one task that's very good for team building. There was a wooden wall, 12 feet high. Wooden wall, no stairs, nothing where you can hold your fingers. And the task was for 10 people that they have to go over the wall, all over the wall. So in first impression, you're standing and it's not possible. Oh, can we get everybody over the wall? Then we start thinking, what if one of the biggest guys first them and holding the hand so someone can step on the shoulder, and then the third person stepping on my shoulder, then his shoulder, then maybe he's over. So we had to figure out a concept how it's possible that everybody gets over. So then we decided the smallest one should be the last, because if he can't, we can help him pull him over. Yeah. Someone used his trouser then, and yeah, when finally we pulled him over. Yeah, so everybody went over in the beginning. And what we realized, or we could show my team, is when we got this task, that everybody has to go over the wall, nobody really cared who's first. The task was, everybody should go over. And we thought about what is the best way to do it. So nobody had an ego in this game. And we made it. Because there was no ego. We did what was the best to bring all over the wall. And that what we try to transfer in the Diamond Group, we called. If we set a goal, everybody has to go over the Diamond Wall. What is the best way we can do this? And then we looked at the different business. We looked at our different strengths. We looked at the communication type, who's controller, who's supporter. What we can do to work together. And then we made a decision. Who's first, who's second, who's third, fourth. It was not so easy, especially for Frank. We made a decision here that they are first. Later in the business, yeah, and to accept your downline has to go first. And then he. So the first were Britta, then Manuela, then Frank. So and we had the commitment when someone is through, he is helping the other. What we did. Could be something like this today. Come to event, share your information, what you have about business. Sometimes it's, I'm a controller, if I go to a supporter, sometimes maybe I kill him. So I can ask someone else, oh, can you please talk with him? That's the way to better communication system. Yeah. Or if you need a silver, let's say Mo is living far north, and you need a silver, but we have someone who is committed far south. So we can look who can go there. Yeah. Or we made a so-called power day, for Britta especially. We needed one or two silvers, and we only had 2 weeks to go. There were no points at that moment for the two silvers. And no seniors, nothing. So we said, okay, we make one day, invite as many people as we can, and 7 platinum flew in. Yeah. So a lot of talks, rollouts, da-da-da-da-da, all over the day. So with full power, we had support there. So there's a lot of things you can do just to create the energy and the synergy. Yeah, they all, Frank and Manuela was not cross-line, but the others all cross-line. Yeah. In the beginning, I started very early with crossliner work. It was hard for them. They asked me, yeah, you can say it easily. We all working for you. Yeah? It's clear that you say make crossline support. But that was they didn't understand the concept of network marketing. If you really understand the concept of network marketing, like yesterday, you saw the 5, 25, 125, 625, 3,025, 15,000, and then 75,000 out of my pay line. Yeah? But it's their pay line because they are one deep. Yeah? So I have more cross line than they have then. It's all cross line for me, the 70,000. Yeah. So today, this leg is something out of my pay line. Now they understand that I'm doing cross-line support also. Yeah. And so now today is no problem with us cross-line support. And if you understand network marketing, you never know where your downline will go. What is a success here in America? It's a new model of network marketing, these cross-line support that what Team Diamond is doing or set up. I heard in other systems they steal and do anything, you can't send someone to a preview or whatever. But like Proctor says, universe pays back. The best idea is do it. It will come back. Sorry? Was it for me? Okay. So, you know how Britta came into business? Frank was working for me over 10 years. We sold real estates and investment funds. Mo, you heard the story, just an accident. Erica, her husband is dentist, Fritz, slowing down. By the end of this year, he will sell his clinic. I had a contact, I was years before a patient of them. So I called him. I never really expected that they will do the business, but they made me diamond. Karl-Heinz, my brother-in-law, I just went, as I told yesterday to them, I just want to show you what I was going to do. I don't want to have a family meeting in 10 years that you blame me because I didn't. And in family letter here in America, was a brother of Bart Cotter, Rick or Rich, what is it? Rich. If you find this old family letter, he said, now the whole family is in the business. And I asked me or my brother Bart why I was the last getting this information. Yeah? So it's sometimes really a problem. Yeah, you go, have a wonderful life, and don't tell your family. Yeah? So, he quit his business now. He is free and he's starting now full time. So by the end of the year, he will be diamond also. So by the end of the year, I have at least 5 diamond legs. Yeah. My secretary is here. She is gold here. And she has the strong legs here. Yeah. I don't know, but I think you would like to have it. Yeah. Yeah, see, but yeah, sometimes people don't go. You can look what you lose. When you see what she has now, she has more than she ever expected. So it's not so strong desire for her to go. She will go. She will, I think she will be platinum quite soon. But it depends on your goal, what you have. Yeah? If someone is satisfied with $10,000, it's okay. Nobody forced you. Think of Vicky Ritchie, sponsor of Dave, as a diamond. As a diamond, she has 60,000, and she says, as a royal diamond, she would have another 120. Yeah? But the desire is not strong enough to go for it. What for, if you have enough? Yeah. And if you have money enough, you need other goals. I'm not going, I will start with the next group. But it's not all about money. I can live with what I have now. But it's a kind of sport. It's fun. It's fun. Is it possible to do it again? Yeah? That's the thing. And there are people, I have to help them. I can't say, okay, I have now enough diamonds. I don't care anymore. No, the job is to care for them also. Show them what they can do. And hopefully, these diamonds, and now as they started, setting up their own teams. They're sending their people to high rope seminars and building and creating the same team. So build it again. You all attended silver training. I think most of you saw the exercise of the chair and the finger. If you can really accept this, see this, then you can get a feeling what a team can do. It's more, always more than you see. The synergy, the energy is a lot more. Yeah? So I really can recommend build a team. But make sure in the team that you have the same goal. If you not have the same goal, then it's hard to work together. it can be, if you look at it, like different goals. So if a group has a goal to support each other, might be everybody has a different goal. That's possible, but the group goal is to support each other. But in network marketing here, or when we're talking about ranks or money, I believe it's better that the group has a goal. Everybody of us reach diamond rank at the date of, we failed, or our goal was May. So some go to July, 2 months later. But in the end, it's not so bad. Yeah. So set a goal, set a date, what do you want to have? Ranks, and I love money. I love always talking about business with money. What if we all have ranks and no money? And who is really in for ranks? We have all other dreams. House, free time, whatever it is. But you always need money. That you have the free time, that you can support your children, to build a house. You always need money. So translate it all in money. And then you're focused on what you have to reach. Because otherwise it's only rank. I could choose this gold and say, okay, we go for platinum, then I'm Royal Diamond, wow, wonderful. But I went for money, and as a diamond I made more money, I got more money than a couple of Royal Diamonds. Yeah. So what's more important? Be a gold with 20,000 or a diamond with less? What do you really want? If you say, I don't care for money, for me it's important to be on stage as a diamond, okay, then go for the pin. But I believe it's better go for money. Then the rank will come anyway. If you go only for a rank, you're not sure that the money will come. You want me to explain something more for the group? My question was more to this? Background on leaders. Income. Oh, income is important. Yeah. We're talking about money. Britta now has, I think, about, what, it's 35, 40,000. Frank should have per month. Not a week, sorry. No, we were working on it. Frank, 40,000, for sure. Yeah. Mo, still our poorest. 15 to 20,000. Well, still platinum, so it's allowed. Erica should be the same. Platinum, but at least 30,000, at least. Oh, no, that's not so much here. 20,000, 30,000 at least, 30,000, this platinum, 15, so they're making money, and that's so important. I can recommend it. It was one of the first things I always looking for, that my people earn money. If they don't earn money, they can't work in this business. They need another job. And I wanted to have, as fast as possible, a lot of full-time leaders. Then it's going faster. So I had to take care that they think in money, that they accept money, and go for money. Yeah? So now we have a lot of them to show that's possible to earn a lot of money, not only one. All our own money. Yeah. And we have a lot of golds here. They're quite good in earning money. Because it's not all about earning millions. How many would left just have 4,000? 5,000? Remember, Dave Johnson went into the business. Hopefully, one day I will earn $5,000. That was his vision. Yeah. So, accept if someone is coming and say, I want to join this business, I want to earn $2,000. It's okay. Let him start with this. But make sure that he as fast as possible has a 2,000. Then you can take the next step. And don't say, I'm looking for someone who is earning 30,000, so I don't care of this one. No, bring him to the 2,000. And then the next. And imagine $2,000 every month coming in, maybe without work. Yeah? Do you know what it is? Let's talk about money. We just had it yesterday evening. Was a question, if someone is already earning money, what do you do? Yesterday was someone said, oh, I earned 300,000. Is it necessary to go in this business? He's here right now. Someone asked me, and didn't talk with him, asked me, what would you say? Oh, in Germany, I had someone was a famous soccer player, and is earning millions. And my distributor said, you can't talk about money with him. He is earning a lot. What you realize only is his belief level. What is money? Nobody asks a soccer player how much money he wants. Nobody asks him how much he needs. And that's what I try to show you. What is a regular interest rate in the United States? 7? Okay, can we take 7? I take always 7 in Germany. So, yeah. It's 3. Okay, then you can change it as you want. If you have money for years, then you can normally get a higher percentage. So in Germany for the last 25 years was 6 point something. Yeah. So I love to have 7, that's easy. So let's say you want to have 100,000 per year. Yeah, and you know we can have 7% interest rate. So how much money do you need on the bank, then having 7% and then having 100,000? Here, I help you multiply with 14. Yeah, so it's... Sorry? So you need 1.4 million. Yeah? So 1.4, 7%, it's 98. So it's around 100. That's why I always say factor 14, multiply with 14. So then we have not, you know, what is Inflationsrate? Inflation rate. Yeah. I don't care for inflation rate. You normally need more. Or if you don't have 7%, you need more. Yeah? But I just want to, at the moment, just show you the idea. So, let's say someone is earning, we had yesterday, 300,000. 40. So that is 4.2 million. That's the minimum you need if you want to keep this income without work. So ask someone how much you have in your bank account. So, or a soccer player earning millions, it doesn't matter if he says, I'm earning, what, 2 million per year at the moment. Yeah, multiply by 14. So he needs 28 million in the bank account just to have the same lifestyle. Yeah, don't be afraid to do this. And you will see the soccer player never thought about this. And immediately he's poor, because maybe even if he has 1 million on the bank account, he's poor. Still 27 million are missing. Yeah? And now I can maybe explain better why I love this business. Imagine the company is paying me this year $2 million. So multiply by 14. So what did I really earn in the last 3 years? Huh? 2 million per year? Yeah? So I earned $28 million the last 3 years. That's, yeah. And if you would be in Germany, you would say not 28, you would say 60 million. Because you have to pay tax, and the net worth is a 28. So, to compare Nikem, what I did for the last 3 years, and needed another business, what do you mean? $60 million. You know what I have now? The only difference is I have not the 60 millions they don't give me. It's like if you win a couple of millions in Lotto, they don't give it all, they give it year for year. But here I can give it children, grandchildren, whatever. So imagine what it really is. So it's not necessary to take the huge numbers. If someone is earning, let's say, 50,000 per year, now with Nikken, what is it worth? Multiply it with 14. Yeah? It's around 700,000. How many people have 700,000 in your bank account? Yeah. If you want, you can go less. What is, if someone has earns only 10,000 per year with Nikken? It is 140,000 worth of bank account. How many people were earning 10,000 have 140,000 in a bank account? It's nearly impossible if you earn 10,000 bring money in the bank account. Can you get a feeling what we have? What we have here? It's so incredible. So huge what you can bring out to other people. What you can do if you build a team to make sure that everybody, whatever, your shoes. Let's say this, that everybody has 300 a year compared to 4.2 in the bank account. So it's so easy to become financially free with Nikken. So easy. But always the people don't see, really don't see what it's worth. Maybe the person talking with the 300, say, okay, what if I earn 300 in Nikken or I earn 300 somewhere else? But what if you don't work next year? What then? Yeah? I made an experience in the Bahamas. It was the first idea with different impression. Paradise Island, Nassau. I was on the, what is this? Club, nice apartments, and there were in the Ocean Club Hotel there, and I met someone, and the wife became sick, went in the hospital. And if you're in a hospital, then we met four, in the end was four couples there. The wives were sick. So what happened? If you can afford these very expensive hotels, you can think these guys were very important, money, big jobs. Three of them could call New York or wherever and call and say, okay, I will be one day late because I have to organize something here. And then they left. The wife stayed alone in the hospital. Only one made a phone call and said, I just want to give the information. I don't know when I can come. I will stay here, maybe for a couple of months. I don't know. Guess who is a network marketer? Even if you have a top job, you can't say, the next 2 months I'm not there. They fire you. If you come, then the job is. You can be so important, have so much power. In Germany, I always use Mr. Schremp, boss of Daimler Chrysler. He's earning now more money. He has thousands of employees. He can tell the secretary, bring me coffee, do this, he's all this stuff. But he can't say, I'm 3 months away. It's not possible. So we can have it all. We can have freedom to be 3 months away, and we can have whatever it is. So, can you imagine how happy I am? Earned 28 million net worth, and can travel, stay 3 months away, and you can have it all. If you realize what it is, then you can do it. If you don't realize, maybe you don't do it. And that's why I, in the beginning, saw that's the best business opportunity I ever saw. I never saw something where I could make this amount of money. And guess what I had to invest? I bought a demo and career pack. I got 28 million out of it. Yeah. And free to travel. To be honest, I bought a second one. Today, I don't know exactly, I was three or five. In different countries, I have one in Paris, I have one in Gibraltar, I have one in Germany. So. But at the moment, I can afford it. It's not a big problem. Yeah, but start first with one, then one career pack, and then you go to money. Yeah. And I will show you something else, maybe the point of money. In Germany, I feel there's a lot of people say, oh, he's a millionaire. And when I do it in Germany, I do it with Deutschmark, so it's just a half of dollar, yeah? But maybe you get the idea. Maybe someone here in the United States say, oh, he's a millionaire. What is a millionaire? Financially free? In Germany, I was laughing when someone buys a lottery ticket and sometimes they interview him, what do you do if you win? Oh, I buy a house, I buy a car, we will travel around the world, and the rest of the money I save. If you have a million, you can't buy all this stuff and be safe for the rest of your life. So when we say 1 million, and we have 7% interest, so it's just 70,000 per year. Yeah, and then you have to pay tax. I don't know what you have to pay here. 10, 12, 30, 50, about 50%, okay. So 50%, then it's 35. So be aware, all who have 35,000 per year are living the life of a millionaire. A million is nothing more. Yeah? It's nothing more. A million is nothing today, really nothing. We still believe it's so important, because when we were little kids, we looked at television and then we saw films with millionaires, and they have a house here, a house there, da 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 da, and traveled, and then had a butler or whatever, employees, some was cooking here, and a chauffeur, and we called them millionaire. But inflation rate, or whatever you call it, we still believe a million is a huge amount of money. No. It's 35,000, nothing more. So if you really want to live the life you saw on television, you have to be today at least a multi-millionaire. Yeah? And I like to advise you, talk with people about this money. Because a lot of people think a million is so far away. And when they realize that they are living the life of a millionaire, then it's easier for them to go for more money. Yeah? Maybe only because they understand we need more. It's not so much. Yeah? When do you stop normally working in the United States? With 60 or whatever? 60, 65? Yeah. What is the average lifespan for someone who reached the age of 60? Yeah, if you say 77, then it's the lifespan, the total lifespan. Then you have the children in. But when you reach 60, the average of all who are 60 is longer. It's 80, it's longer. Yeah. So you have to have a concept, at least, let's say, to 90. So I advise, my financial advice life, always make a financial plan that you can live 30 years from your money. 30 years from the money. That's what you need. Do you know how many people this have? No, you see it in the brochures or in practice, only 1%, maybe 3.5% are wealthy enough to survive. Imagine 30 years. Look 30 years back from today. 30 years back. What if you had the whole time just living from interests? And that's the task we all have. We all have this, I don't say problem, task. We all have to have the money that we can live, if you want. Sorry, if you want, I don't want to force you. If you say, no, I don't want to take money from the bank, I always want to work. Okay, then it's different. But if you really dream of a time that's not necessary to work for money, then you have to have a plan that you can live at least 30 years from that, what you have in the bank or wherever. Sorry, but it's true. Yeah, even if you don't like to hear it, but it's true. That's why I choose Niken. Well, I was in a financial advice business. I never saw a better opportunity. Yeah, save the rest of my life. The first 3 years I earned 28 million. So I'm now free for the rest of my life. And I reached this goal not because I'm so much smarter, more knowledge. The only thing I saw was this. And that's why I went for this. Look what you saw in Niken. and what you got out of it. Normally you get out of it what you saw. So maybe when you can see something else, you can have a different result. What if you can show this to other people, what's possible? Can you imagine, maybe you find one or two or three or four who say, I want to have the same? So I'm not all talking about products. Products are good, the best, wonderful. And if someone has problems, I give them a product. But I'm not making prospects talks only about products. I talk more about this. Because then they go. I had the experience, someone had back problems, I gave him a product, Flex. 2 weeks later I got it back. Oh, thank you, it helped. That's it. Yeah? And when you think of the five pillars of health, if you go over the products, you only hit one pillar. But I have someone in my downline who came into this business because he wanted to have more time for his children. A young boy worked 12 hours a day and said, when I leave in the morning, my child is sleeping. When I came home, it's sleeping again. He went in the business because of pillar family. You know, maybe all Bruce Black, millionaire, multi-millionaire, he went in the business because of pillar society. So when you mainly go for product, maybe you don't get only 20% of the market. What's out there? And I can tell you a secret. I spoke with Mr. Masuda. Maybe you never heard it here, and maybe never in Boise. But we are allowed to sign up healthy people. Yeah? It's really true. Yeah? A lot of distributors love the product so much that they are only looking for back problems or whatever. It's okay to do this, but do the other stuff also. Look for the answers also. Let them decide why they want to join the business. I know in America, fishing is very famous. Yeah. When you go fishing, what do you put on the hook? How do you decide which one you use? It depends on the type of fish. Oh. So you think about what the fish might want. Yeah? That's so normal, huh? When you go fishing. What if you go prospecting? What are you putting on the hook? What you like best, huh? So think of fishing, put on the hook what the prospect likes best, what he needs. And you never know. Yeah? You never really know what's the best for him. So show them all the bites you have, and let him choose. Yeah? Makes it so easier. So much easier. And you're not so frustrated. Yeah? If you have a cinnamon roll on your hook when you go fishing, you can go home in the evening and say, ah, they don't like my cinnamon roll. It's so hard, this job fishing. It's so hard. Yeah? Yeah, and someone else comes back with a lot of fish. I don't understand. It's easy going fishing. Yeah? And that's why. A lot of distributors have problems. Why they have the cinnamon roll on the hook. Or what they ever like, instead of asking and showing what's really interesting for the other. So think about how much money we can make. So what should we do next? Wunderland. How I communicate with my leaders. We use Neat a lot. You know, Neat, you can make your special groups, yeah, so that you easily can reach everybody. We have conference calls, normally once a week for the active team. And every 6 or 2 months we meet, 6 weeks or 2 months, we really meet in person, because the energy is different if we sitting on one table. Yeah. So that's nearly all what I do. Because I have a different opinion how to do the business than a lot of others. I love again the 5, 25, 125, 625, 3,015. So that's six levels. Yeah, we can earn 6 levels deep. So altogether with the 5, it's around about 19,000. Let's say 18,000. It's easier for me to explain what I want. Let's say here 18,000. So I really believe that the business is quite easy. It's very easy. What you should know about it: how to make a rollout, how to order. If you take all together, let's say I need 2 weeks to explain you all, give you all the information, then you know it all. Yeah? So simple. It's only 2 weeks. So if you want to have this, like the 18,000, I need 2 weeks to explain them all. So per year I can have 100. Yeah? So when I want to have 18,000 distributors, you divide it through 100. So in 180 years you are through. That's quite easy. Yeah? It's easy to imagine that's not possible. You can't do it. If you want to have this, you need people in your organization who are doing the job from their own self-starter, or how you call it. Not because you're forcing them to do it. And my opinion is that the job is so easy, it's not really a big deal what I have to train them. I have to just to give them the information. And then they decide what they do. Because there was a question how deep I am, or make a leg strong. I don't really work so much with them. I make sure my first level that they have the information, all what they need. If someone is starting going silver, I make maybe 5 ABCs. Let's say 7. I make a workshop with a new, that's nearly all. In Germany we have a law, every new distributor has to be 18 years old. Most of them can read, write. Yeah. So what should I do? I just tell them what to do, how to do the business. And then they decide what they do with it. So I just, maybe I get a new silver, my first level this month, but I'm here. They know what to do. If they do, I don't know. The month I went royal, I worked with a lot of people because my diamond needed 6 silver. So to make sure that that happened in 1 month, then I went out to someone. But when I create a new silver, my first level, I don't want to make him silver. He is to become silver by himself. on my business card, or my business card says, I'm an independent Nikon distributor. That means I sell products. Then it says, coach. I'm a coach for people in my organization. And you're familiar with football here? You ever saw a football game? Everybody? Yeah? We can say soccer or football, it doesn't matter. American football? Yeah? You know this team has a coach? Yeah? So look very careful next time we see the game. Where is the coach? Or where not? On the field. So that's why I'm not on the field with my players. Can you ever imagine a game, Super Bowl, and then the player, oh, coach, please, can you do it for me? So you decide what kind of team you want to have. You want to have strong players? Then they have to play. I'm just a coach. And the third thing is on my business card, speaker, because I have to speak on events or maybe here. But I see a lot of distributors making 30, 40 ABCs with someone. If you want to work so hard, why don't you do it for yourself? Why then share the money with someone else? Sometimes it's easy to go with others, huh? But we are independent distributors. And be very careful what you do, that you don't make or produce dependent distributors. And when you really want to have financial freedom, or just time, so I can travel, because I have a lot of independent distributors. They work anyway. They work for their goal, not for my goal. And if you want to have this, you need here people who are doing it for themselves. Another question. You see this? The first four levels, 780, and here, level 5 and 6, around about 18,000. Our marketing plan says we can have 6%. So, what do you prefer? 6% of the sales volume of 780, or sales volume of around about 18,000? I know you always prefer this. It's not so much work, not so much trouble, not so much money. If you really understand network marketing, marketing plan, the big money is coming from level 5 and 6. There's some big money coming from. So, what here is, that's most important. So, what you have always to see is, how can I get these people to do the right job? We just saw, if you want to spend 180 years, maybe then you can talk with everybody personally, yeah, for 2 weeks. So if you want to have this, the only thing I see, or the only way I see is, what you can do, train them what to do, and make sure that they train them what to do, and then we can train them, and then we can train them, and the why. You all know the game telephone, yeah? So you know, it's very easy that the message you give out here it's not ending here. That's why I believe that it's very helpful if you have a system. A simple system, what you teach. I know there are different systems outside, and it's not so important which system you use. There are different ways to roam. But I recommend choose one way and go. Even if you have maybe a way that's a little bit longer than another way. But if you find out in the middle of the way, why going back? Then go. And if you go with your team, then you will succeed. Doesn't matter. Or think of McDonald's. Why is McDonald's so successful? If you go in a McDonald's shop, and doesn't matter, in Boise or in Hamburg or in Gibraltar, and you're standing in front and now you have to choose what do you want, you can say for sure, the fries are there. Fries always left. Salad, right side. What if McDonald's had a different idea and say, okay, our idea is to sell hamburger. And everybody who has a McDonald's shop, franchisee or something you call it, yeah, every franchisee is allowed to paint the building like you will. And it's only necessary that they serve hamburgers. It doesn't really matter what kind of hamburger. What would you think would McDonald's be today? Chaotic or small? How are you running your Nicken business? Is everybody allowed to do what they want? So that's why my key people, if someone says, I want to be type 5, I want to be one of your leaders, then I tell them what they have to do, which system we use. And then they have to decide. Nicken says you can do like you want, but I can decide who is a leader in my organization or not, how we work together. So, I expect what we have to do, 100 name list. You know the Get Started brochure, there's a checklist in. Events, go to events, go to silver training early. Authorship, I expect authorship. Everything, need, office to office, everything. They have to do it. If you want a leader, you have to do it. If you want to be a type 5, you have to do it. If you say I'm a 3 or a type 4, I don't care if you have authorship. But if you want to be type 5, you have to have authorship, otherwise I don't play with you. If you want to say, oh, I want to have a McDonald's, okay, fries are left. But I can't really say, it's always the best to have fries left. Maybe if you make fries on the right, still good fries. But we decided fries are left. That's the way how we work. Yeah, so we made a decision. And it's helpful. Take McDonald's again. If you have one McDonald's shop and it's not really good working, then the company can send someone and he, in a very short period of time, can find out where the mistake is. Because he knows exactly what normally is the, you know, how they have to do the business. If everybody has his own idea how to paint the shop, how to make salads, how to make fries, how to make hamburgers, then you spend a week or 2 weeks or a month to find out where's the mistake. Yeah, you can agree? So, what if in your organization, someone down here says, my business is not running. It's so easy for me, I just check the system. And then I need 1 hour. Oh, it's long, 1 hour, it's long. To find out where the problem is. If everybody is working his own style, maybe I need 2 weeks, a month to help him. So, choose your team and discuss how you want to work, make a decision, that's our way, and then we go for this. I have thousands of distributors not working my system. It's okay, I want on them too. But the strong legs, the leaders, are always doing the same, all doing the same. That's easy. Then you know exactly what you duplicate. Then you can make a speaker exchange. It's so easy. So I can go to a meeting for Frank or Britta, or I can invite them to another meeting. And I have no fear, what do they say today? What if they say something different? No, no problem. And it's so good for the group when they hear, oh, they say the same. Maybe I should do it. Yeah. That was what I did in Toronto in 97. My first time to an event, Nikken event. I asked a lot of diamonds and royal diamonds, why are you a diamond and royal diamonds? And why are silvers 4 years in the business, 5 years in the business and still silver? What's the difference? What are you doing? And I looked, not where the difference. Let's compare with tennis. If you want to be one of the top 10 tennis players, then you can look how they play, how they make this, whatever, serve, you say serve, yes, how they serve. And you will see they all do something different. And if you train to look what they do different, then you maybe have a problem. But when you look to the 10 top players, what they have in common, what they're doing all the same, what they are all doing, then maybe you find something what you need to be there, the top 10. That's why I did it. I asked diamonds, royal diamonds, how do you do the business? And look, what have they in common? What are they all doing? And then we took that, okay, when they all do this, okay, then we take it. Didn't look for the difference. On what they have in common. And then we started, just do it. And like a machine, we did it. Created a system and took care. They do it. You can say, isn't it a little bit boring? Everybody is doing the same. And it's an easy and simple system. And every day is the same. Yeah, maybe. But it's a lot of freedom, brings a lot of freedom, free time. I never really worked hard to build this. I spent a lot of time translating brochures from English and German, to print the brochures, to make all the other stuff around. That took most of the time for me. Because one person has to do it. But you have it all. It's not necessary for you to translate. Nothing. For my people, it's not necessary. That's why we have diamonds here already. They just can keep focus on the system. Dup. They have it easier. So what if it would be possible? You set up your team. Decide how you want to work together. See what's possible. How many millions or 100,000 you want to make in the next 1, 2, 3, 4 years. Imagine what it's on the bank account, what you need on a bank account to have 100,000. It's really easy when you break it down to the task really necessary to do. That's the only hard part. Really concentrate on what is necessary. And get rid of all the other stuff. That's why I really can't answer the question how much you work in the business, how often you work with your people.
That's brilliant. You got one rollout
for me, that's all. Like we never met one or two ABCs together. Maybe one ABC together. If they're a little bit intelligent, then they understand what to do. The rest is practice, 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 practice. But that's what they can do alone. I go with them to special ABCs when they say, oh, I just want to prospect a lawyer. Maybe can you come with me because we speak a different language maybe? Okay, that's what I do. Oh, but it's not to bring them in the business. That's supporting once in a while. But my idea is I'm the coach. Money coach, business coach, whatever. Let them do the work. It's like the nugget I taught yesterday. If you have a nugget, then they do it. If you have a wonderful stone, looks beautiful, and you declare it, then you have to do the work the rest of your life. My decision was, I need the vice president first. Who's taking care of accounting, who's taking care of the production, who's taking care of sales. Choose then the very best. And bring them together, and then they can start making a concept how we go from there. A lot of people start with salesperson. Yeah, you know, they have salesperson, but they have nothing to do. Maybe. No product. Or you start with accounting, but nothing is happening in the company. Or you start to open the door, but nobody is coming. Nobody wants in. I recommend choose your leaders. Find your leaders and go from there. It doesn't say that you're not allowed to sell in between. It doesn't say that you're not allowed to sign someone up who only want to sell a little bit. But have to focus. If you really want to build a strong organization, then you need your leaders. Otherwise, it's not possible to build a big, huge organization. So, now I see a lot of distributors accept this. Okay, I need now my vice president. What they are doing? Where can I get a vice president? Yeah, let's go on the street and... oh, nice, someone is coming. Would you be my vice president? Vice president? No, I think it's too much work. Oh, no, it's not necessary. It's not so hard work. Now I think I need too much time. No, it's not. You don't need so much time. I'm not sure if I can do it. Oh, I will help you. Yeah, I will take care of this and will... that's just not so much work for you. Yeah. So imagine you need five vice presidents, you have five times. You help them, have them. Can you believe that the company will run if you have vice presidents like this? Yeah. And look at organizations in the again. What most do. One signs someone up and says, I'm not sure. I have not time enough. Oh, no. Don't need so much time. It's not so important. Yeah. I'm not sure if I can next week. Oh, no, let's start the week after.